As we get ready to get ready to back to school time, where the fuck has the summer gone?
Oh, at the gyms and the
child, I'm tired.
Swim meets, yeah, all of that.
Yeah, but I wanted to express to our value listeners, we are so sorry we missed our 2-year mark.
Yeah,
about 8 weeks ago. I know it's sad.
Pretty sad. Right?
People tired. Been running around, taking care of business all summer long, and just missed the 2-year anniversary of the Watch the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. We want to thank y'all once again for tuning in to us on the Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
And as we are rolling through the last days of summer, it sounds weird even saying that, like, damn, we about to be in September.
Sounds like the day after tomorrow or something. You like doomsday.
Yeah. But we just wanted to thank y'all. And right now we are going to run. Because we know at the end of the Olympics, so we just going to be track stars on y'all. We're running into this. We're going to run into this topic about, is your business thriving, surviving, or dying?
Mm.
That's rough.
It is.
And I say that's rough for us as being business owners, because in the apparel world, we'll start here. You have seen multi-million dollar conglomerates shuttering their doors at an astronomical rate.
Yeah, you have.
I mean, listen, when we grew up, the stuff that you could buy is no longer available. This stuff 2 years ago,
yeah, you could buy. Doesn't even exist anymore.
I mean, hell, there was people in business, like multi-million dollar companies in business in January.
They gone, gone.
They gone. And so you kind of think about it. You get kind of, you know, it kind of bothers you. You get a little worried. You're like, shit, what do we do? How do we survive? How do we thrive with our business? And what you have to do, what we've adapted to do, is that you just have to keep rolling with the punches.
You do. Or, yeah, you should, I guess. You know, you could say, you do. You should. You could. You always have a choice.
Yeah, but our main choice is not to shutter the doors. Right. You know, so when we look at the definition of thriving, it says flourish. And we talk about that. We flourish or fold. And right there, we've already hit this topic.
Yeah, we have.
Got to go back about a year and a half ago. Flourish or fold. You know, I mean, we're giving y'all this game for free. I mean, we ain't telling y'all shit that we done made up in our heads. We giving y'all the real gusto.
It's pretty much been through, gone through, lived through, going through, you know, probably gonna go through past, present.
The one thing about that ING means it's ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say, are you thriving, surviving, or dying, you're still in that space.
Very much action now.
Well, it's not come to a conclusion.
Mm-mm.
That means you still in what? You in the fight.
Yeah.
You in the game.
Past is typically ED.
Yeah. We ain't trying to hit ED on shit. We gonna hit ED when the dash come up. That's some real gangster shit right there. You gonna get ED when the dash come up. So when we talking about, is your business thriving, surviving, or dying? In thriving, when it's talking about flourishing, flourishing means that you're profitable. If you are a for-profit business, let me correct myself.
Yeah.
If you are for-profit, to be thriving means you making enough money to pay whomever is under your wing,
yeah,
or in a paid employee.
Yeah.
You're paying all your bills. You're recouping from what
it's
you
a little
spent
something
out,
left over.
And then you can be able to re-up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then pay yourself.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little something left over.
Yeah, that's thriving. So
it don't sound too bad.
But you see the levels to that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like multi-million-ish either.
There are lots of thousandaire businesses that are thriving.
Thousandaires? What'd you say, hundredaire?
Yeah, because I mean, just think about
20
it.
20-aire.
Think about it. If you, people get kind of conscrewed about six figures.
Yeah.
Six figures goes from 100,000 to 999,000.
What is this 100?
I mean, that's a lot of money.
100?
100. You know, 100. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you about these hundreds.
Oh, God, it's 100. Oh,
I want you to understand. 900.
That's a big, that's like a, that's a, that honestly, that's a lot in between that dash. Okay. What would you say? 100
$999,000. Like, I mean, listen, Jack, listen, the math got to be the math. I need for y'all to understand.
That's a lot of level.
We've talked about when they say, what's the definition of a small business? That is from one employee to 500.
Yeah.
That means there are 499 different goddamn scenarios times 499 that you can have to be a small business. It's me and her. It's
and,
two.
And then, you know, you do go to the fact of, like, how does a business of one compete with a business of 499? Like, just look at the workforce difference. That's one to 498. I'm like, hello.
I mean, the math is math.
Like, are you serious?
Like, how many people can you slap across the face before somebody gets you? I'm just saying, like, if it's an army of one.
What is it's taking you, you know, 6 months to do? They doing in, like, what?
2 seconds?
2 weeks?
Sure. Going in 2 seconds? Week?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I mean, so when we talk about a thriving business now, you are excelling. You are profitable for profit. If you are non-profit, I'm going to say it like this. That means you have gotten the word out to so many people that you are now inundated with trying to take care of all the business that's coming your way.
Yeah.
So that's also thriving for nonprofits.
Right.
That means you got many people beating at your door. You trying to tell them, hold on, wait.
Yeah, they want you to be a part of or something like that. You know?
Yeah. You tell them to slow down. If you're a for-profit business, that means, like in the apparel world, that means you out of
stock. Yeah, dollar.
That means you telling people, oh, hold on, we got to re-up.
Yeah, we'll be back.
That means you are telling people, right now, it's on the way.
Yeah.
That's thriving.
Yep.
Now, for the consumer, that might mean, what the fuck?
Right.
That means they're like, I'm waiting.
Here I go waiting again for this bitch.
That can be a sign of thriving.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
For anybody that's reaching it, I feel like that's a good thing. I'm all about some kudos.
Listen, I've never heard a bad connotation for the word flourishing. Mm-mm. When you are flourishing, that 9.7 times out of 10, that means you're doing good.
It equates to good, you know.
So we are going to talk about thriving. So let's go on to surviving.
Mm.
And so surviving.
Mm.
When we talk about surviving.
That sounds true.
Surviving means continuing to exist.
Right. I'm here.
You are remaining intact.
Here.
All right. We keep it transparent. We keep it 100 with y'all. Watch for the Hook has been surviving since it came into existence.
Absolutely.
You know why?
It's two to...
Rewind to the flourishing part. Just rewind and listen to that part all over again. It's 2 on 499.
Yeah. It's a lot.
And it's not that we have not tried to branch out.
Oh, yeah.
Or bring in other entities or try to adapt and flourish. We've got hit with some hooks.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why it's called Watch for the Hook.
Yep.
We've had people lead us astray.
Lie, cheating, steal.
Run amok.
You know who you are.
Bamboozle.
Yeah, hoodwink.
All that good shit.
Yeah.
But it's all because we did an ample amount of research.
Right.
And we thought that that entity or people or person were a good fit.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes shit happens.
Shit happens. Hey. It didn't stop us.
But we still
survived. Yeah, that's the one thing we always talk about is that No matter what, like it didn't stop us, and we were unfortunate enough to witness the same thing happening to other individuals at the exact same time. And unfortunately for them, we watched them essentially die out, right?
And as we talk about somebody, you can bring your ass by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. We got still got the hot sale going on. We got $15 apparel. I think some may even be in 10.
Yeah.
But
we
that,
always got sales and stuff.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's not great quality. It just means that we try and keep y'all abreast of certain things that we have and still keep it going.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell a lot of people a lot of times, what we know in 2024, we did not know in 2020.
No.
And there are so many, well, we would say in the apparel world, umbrella companies, they have acquired so many other things. And when we talk about thriving and surviving, sometimes a way for a business to survive is to get eaten up.
Shoot, yeah. That way that they literally don't die. When you're ingested into something else, that just means you're finna run different. You're finna be utilized differently.
We can even talk about one of our latest out.
You messed that up, dude.
Yep, I was like, child. Thought I was gonna kill him with this one, but damn, I'm still alive. We ordered from an apparel site a certain type of product. When it was delivered to us, it had a different tag in it.
Yeah.
We inquired. We said, wait a minute. Yeah. We ordered this type of product, but you gave us this one. They said, oh, I don't know if you knew, but they got acquired by so-and-so. We was like, huh? But listen to this. The brand that we bought was at a higher price tag because we believe in giving our customers as much of the top quality as we can provide.
Right.
And so we inquired because it was like, wait a minute, that company is kind of a lower quality company.
Right.
But they were informed us that, oh, no, they took them over.
Mm-hmm.
This company also, we found out back in 2019, owns another company that we used when we first launched.
And so, we figured out a lot of stuff.
Well, let me tell y'all, a lot of these retail stores, we got the same boxes.
Oh, man. Hello, Nike.
Oh, you just went there, didn't you?
Oh.
Okay, Gina.
Oh,
well, let's go and keep it a book. Them Nike stores, them Champ stores, Under Armour's, who else? Finish Lines.
Yeah.
All them folk. Hey, we got the same boxes.
Same shit.
Keep saying, listen, man, we telling y'all. What you all don't understand is the game being played in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
We understand the game. We just wish we could get people to understand the price.
Right. Yeah.
In the midst of surviving, we did some a couple years ago where we said, oh, shipping on us. And a lot of people don't do that. A lot of companies don't do that.
They don't.
And I know some people might be like, well, why'd y'all do that? Because we were trying to let our customers know how much we appreciate and love them. And so we were eating, still are eating most of that cost.
Right. Absolutely.
So we supplemented that cost in our mode of survival by increasing the price of our product.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But at the same time, what you may pay for us, somebody else is making 400,000% fold on you.
Yeah.
For a subsequently lesser quality product.
Right. So at that point, they're not really surviving. They're thriving.
Because they can order more.
They're thriving at the expense of the customer or the consumer.
Would people be shocked if I said your average t-shirt with a design on the chest lapel or chest cost $1.25.
But you would have to quantify that by saying
they ordered 10,000 at a time.
You gotta put some context to it, some color, some parameters.
So for them, they're thriving at ordering 10,000 units for $1.25. Just a kicker. They turn around and sell it to you for 20.
And in some stores, because of a certain label, 45. Right?
So the consumer could be paying $45 for a product that costs the company $1.25 to make.
$43.75.
Is that fair?
No.
For us, we keep it a buck. By the time we are done with what we put into our business, we are only adding on 30%.
That's it.
And I'm going to tell you, 30% don't even pay us.
No.
So there are people that are making 400,000% off a product.
400,000 in it's 400,750%.
400,000? Did I say it wrong? No, I said it wrong. There are people and companies out here making 40,000% profit. And hear me again. 40,000% profit.
That's a lot.
We're asking for 30%.
Yeah, not 30,000%.
0.3.
Yeah.
For all the math heads.
Yeah.
We're asking for a 0.3 profit. For a, I'll tell you like this, one of a kind, very unique product that turns heads and still getting a lot of head turns. People asking where you get that from and this, that, and the other. And it's just not us. It's 100,000, 100 million other people out here that's trying to do the same thing.
Absolutely.
They're fighting the same battles. And they're like, damn, can I catch a break? In this inflated market, survival of the fittest is a real ass topic.
It's absolutely real. Real and quite legit.
And now we're going to move on to, we went to thriving, surviving. Now we got to talk about dying.
Mm. The inevitable.
So
the very finite.
So we talk about dying. Dying is a process of ending or ceasing to live.
No more existence.
The number after the dash. I mean, like, just in connotation. That shit sounds fucking just silly. You're like, when you're done, you're done.
It's over.
It's over with. Unless you got enough money and somebody reboot your ass and bring you back.
I don't know how you're going to do that.
Business now. Let me bring y'all back.
Paranormal?
No, we talking about business world, not life world. Hold up, folks. Stay on the business.
Oh, that's worried.
Because, you know, some, you can look, there have been quite a few businesses that at one point died. And then they were given a second chance by financial revival.
Right.
But when a business dies off, and well, I mean, let's just keep it a buck, 2024 has showed us there has been so many things, so many businesses that turned around and just said to their employees, we appreciate y'all.
Right.
But that was on a Sunday. That's what come to work Monday morning. That business died off in a weekend without no hesitation to whom was working for them.
Yeah, yeah.
No
regard for.
Just no, heads up. That's the word I look for, heads up. People have to survive. So let's go back to when we talk about surviving. 99.9999999% of people in this world are surviving.
Yes.
They're not thriving. They're surviving. There's a study that tells you most of the Americans in this world, 97.8%, are one layoff away from being homeless.
One paycheck away.
Oh, your one paycheck being broke.
Yeah, from
But
being
one
broke.
layoff, because most people that get laid off don't get picked up between the next 6 months to a year.
Right. It takes a little second.
Yeah. So
especially if you got some standards.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I've even been the type of person that went from making $60,000+ a year to saying, oh, we can give you a job for 32. Huh? Who? Wait. Come back again. Standard of living.
Yeah.
Standard of living keeps you thriving.
Yeah.
Cut in the standard of living keeps you surviving. The cultural removal of that is dying.
Yeah.
And so that is what happens to a lot of businesses. We've looked at like our girls, let me tell you, listen, our girls will bust your bank account wide open. But
this is true.
But let's be honest, they have less shopping options right now than they did last year.
They, oh, good dear God.
So why do they have less options? Something died off.
Yes. And it's crazy because when you were just earlier, when you were talking about some of the conglomerates that were here in January are now gone, I was honestly sitting over here thinking that we absolutely felt that impact just in this household alone, because one of the ones that, you know, dissipated was one of our girls' favorite stores. It was just a really easy store for them to access. The prices were essentially, they were decent, you know, because we understand the pricing behind the scenes. We always have a different perspective.
We know everything's overpriced.
Yeah, yeah. But in that sense, we didn't, because of the items they would go and purchase, we didn't have to worry about what was displayed, what was, you know, out there, anything like that. The most we had to do was make sure that the graphic on it was appropriate.
We also instilled quality.
Yeah. Like, okay, look, you're going to wear this and you're going to wear it again and you're going to wear it again. And you're going to forget you had it. And by then, I would have washed it 52,70,000 times, right?
And I needed to make 52,721.
Right. So I went all off on a tangent, but absolutely one that died, you know, we were impacted and their shopping options were always limited. And with that, just one staple now gone, it made it even harder, but they still managed to figure out a way to like bust the bank account.
Yeah. And
grocery store run, bust the bank
account. And the crazy thing is, even like for us, we come at this looking at this from one or two, three different lenses. We keep talking about we are an apparel business. We are a podcast business. And we're also in the real estate world. Mm-hmm. So when we say we talking about all these different avenues, folks, y'all getting a trifecta from us. When we talk about surviving, thriving, or dying, we looking at this from like nine different lenses.
Yeah.
That's 3 times 3 is 9.
Yeah.
Doing the math for y'all. They're minimal. These are 9 different lenses for us. And so when we talk about these type of topics, these topics are some more uncomfortable conversations mm-hmm. to have.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's uncomfortable to talk about a business that you have given your blood, sweat, and tears, your creative thoughts, your input, your late night disagreements,
right,
early morning discussions, on the porch topics, drinking over the whatever we were sipping on that day, and you'd be like, damn, how do we make this pop?
Yeah, yeah. How do you ensure that all of that time and energy and effort that's spent isn't wasted?
Because time is the most expensive thing. Mm-hmm. You will never get back.
Yeah, you can't get that back.
And we've talked about this. Sometimes you have, like I said, we tuck our egos at the door because, you know, I thought I was going to kill them with this one, but damn, they still alive.
They dash still going.
Because I thought I was going to cut a motherfucking head off with this one. And that bitch ducked. And then hit me with an uppercut. Then hit me with a two-piece and a biscuit.
Right.
And so when we talking to our business owners, we want y'all to understand, we understand the pain. We understand that, you know, How do I keep going through this day after day?
Right.
Am I thriving? Am I surviving? Am I dying? Because those are the three options you have as a business owner.
Yeah. And it's parameters around each one that lets you know Ooh. Exactly which category you truthfully are in.
But the parameters are set by you.
Yeah.
Because you know why? You pay the bills.
That's right. You manage your checkbook.
You can let the Small Business Association give you parameters all you want.
Right.
Small Business Association, SBA, don't pay your bills.
Nope. They don't have your energy, your gusto.
They may help you find a grant or a loan, maybe, but I'm just saying.
Maybe not.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, you know what you need to do.
And you know how long you want to do it and whether or not you want to continue doing something.
Because one day you could be thriving. Next day you could be surviving. 6 days later, you could be dying.
Gone.
And then you be like, doors are closed.
Yes.
For those who keep the doors open, for those who are fighting, as they say, the good fight.
I was just about to say, the good fight.
For those who know I ain't got but a little bit left, we're going to encourage y'all to hang on.
You need check out the episode, tank, too. Yeah. Yeah.
The tank empty. Ain't nobody there. Reserve is gone.
The tank.
You got 57 days left to figure it out.
Yeah.
But because you, right now, you're 57 days going for surviving to dying.
Yeah.
For those who are flourishing and feeling good on the high horse, understand. Keep an eye on things.
Don't let the 57 days catch you off guard.
Don't let the egos go to your head. It is only a crapshoot. Because I'm going to tell y'all, I remember the days, and I'm going to go back on y'all, the days of WorldCom. I never knew who WorldCom was until they went belly up.
Oh, yeah.
That's in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. It's a little, that almost predates me just a little bit.
Like, I mean, you was damn near grown.
Don't do
what
it.
You talking about?
Don't do it.
You was like, 82.
Don't do it. Stop doing the math on me.
What do you mean? You know the song Like a Virgin from Madonna. Right?
No, I don't know that song.
Okay. Okay. I got video to prove it. But hey. We want to really thank y'all. And I'm gonna let Miss Parker take y'all out.
Well, I think you've done enough.
I think you feel something on the thrive and surviving and dying. I think you got a little bit left on it.
No, I don't.
But damn. Catch y'all next time.